Hello, and welcome to the furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The speech of St. Paul in the Areopagus, the Hill of Ares in Athens, is an immensely famous and significant one for many reasons. One of these is the statement of the basic facts of reality underpinning the whole of Christianity. Paul, in this instance, does not mainly appeal to miracles or give personal testimony. St. Paul gives a third manner of proclamation, reasoned argument based on shared knowledge. As he says, "Since the God who made the world and everything in it is himself Lord of heaven and earth, he does not make his home in shrines made by human hands. Nor is he dependent on anything that human hands can do for him, since he can never be in need of anything. On the contrary, it is he who gives everything, including life and breath, to everyone." This is the beginnings of a metaphysical argument, the philosophy of being, reflecting on why anything exists at all and how it exists. What's interesting, of course, is that this is not a medieval philosophy professor speaking. It's a Catholic bishop of the very early church. Most of us are not philosophy professors either, but we do have a duty to prepare to argue reasonably and calmly online and in person, not to convince, but rather to share the goodness and beauty of what we live with Christ. Let us pray. Grant, we pray, O Lord, that as we celebrate in mystery the solemnities of your Son's resurrection, so too we may be worthy to rejoice at his coming with all the saints. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, for ever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.